Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, a current leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a very powerful tool and framework for leaders to use. It's called the Gibbs Reflective Cycle. We all experience moments at work that challenge us, whether that be failures or successes. And we want to be able to understand why we failed, what the causes were, and what we can do about it, just as much as we want to understand how we were successful and how we can repeat that. The Gibbs Reflective Cycle allows us to have that difficult conversation with ourselves, to take time to pause, reflect, and truly learn from those moments. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Failure happens. If failure happens to me each and every day, as a business owner, as a leader, I understand that failure is an opportunity to learn and grow. In the Army, we used what was called an after-action review to assess either training events or operational missions that we went on because we wanted to learn from those events. And to learn from those events, we needed to take a look back. So we would break down what was supposed to happen, what did happen, what do we want to sustain, what do we need to improve, who's assigned that action, what resources do you need, and when can we get back on and try that again? So we did this cyclically after every training event, after every operational mission I ran with my team. The look back, the reflection back, became part of our team DNA. Our team knew we were going to have the conversation. We weren't just going to let mistakes or wins slide by. The part about the after-action review, though, in the Army, that it didn't tap into that feelings side of things. It was very much about the what. It was about the work that was being done. What was supposed to happen? What was our mission? What did happen? What did we need to do differently? What do we need to keep the same? It wasn't, how did that make you feel? How did you respond to that? What did you think about that? It wasn't from that standpoint. And this is where the Gibbs reflective cycle can come in to help with that. I've gone through a recent coaching program with Abroad. Shout out to Tish, if you're listening. And my executive coach has helped me understand the power of reflection and the power of reflexive learning. And being able to have that inner voice conversation with myself to understand and acknowledge this is the outcome I wanted. This is the outcome I got. This is why I feel this way about the outcome. Here's what I can do about that now. Here's what I need to do about that going forward. It blends the power of the after-action review that I learned how to do in the Army with the feelings and inner voice conversation that I need to have with myself so that I can quiet my inner critic who's there to keep me safe and move myself forward with where I want to be as a leader or as a business owner. So for entrepreneurship, this came up to me. It was a very real problem I had. I had a mildly successful first year in business. I had a moderately successful second year in business. And I needed to understand what it was that I did so that I can repeat and expand that success. And the Gibbs Reflective Cycle has helped me with that. Being able to follow this process on a regular recurring basis to understand what went right, what did success look like, how did that make me feel, how can I get more of that, is just as important as breaking down what happened, where did I fail, what do I need to do differently. So whether you're a business owner, whether you're a team leader, if you're looking to understand more about yourself in certain situations so that you can propel yourself forward, let's dive into what the Gibbs Reflective Cycle looks like and how you can use it. So what makes this tool unique is that it consists of 6 stages, each prompting you need to create the space for you to think deeply about what happened, how it made you feel, and what you can learn from it. It's important that you do both. They call us human beings for a reason, because we're human beings, we're not just human doings. The feelings as well as the what tie together, and understanding how they're related will help you make an action plan to move forward. This tool is also, it's cyclical in nature, so you can use it time and time again, over and over again at scale, so that you are consistently learning, growing, and developing from your success and failures. Let's get into what the 6 stages are. The first is description. This is where you want to understand and clearly define what happened. So for example, imagine that you just led a team meeting that didn't go well. People were disengaged. They weren't actively participating. The discussion got off track. Someone pulled it off on a tangent. So at this stage of the reflective cycle, you want to describe the meeting's timeline, the intended purpose, who was in the room, what was actually discussed, and how the meeting ended. You want to give that clarity of context to the situation that you're getting ready to dive into. The next stage is feelings. You want to ask yourself, how did you feel during and after the event? By acknowledging emotions, you can help yourself see how they influenced your actions or behaviors or decisions in the moment. This is part of that emotional intelligence, understanding self-assessment, understanding other awareness of others, how your emotions affected you and how you think they impacted other people. So for example, maybe you felt frustrated in that meeting because people weren't contributing, or maybe you felt anxious because you felt underprepared. You've got to be able to tie that feeling to that moment so that you know in the next upcoming stages where you can take action. The importance here is to have an honest conversation with yourself. And that's one of the most difficult things to do, is acknowledge within yourself that something isn't going wrong. So by acknowledging an emotion and then being able to give yourself grace of saying, of course I felt that way because ... and then you insert the outcome. Of course I felt anxious about people not participating in the meeting because I wanted people to participate, but I really wasn't as prepared as I could be. Now you've got a feeling and a what, so you can take action to move forward. So the next stage in the Gibbs Reflective Cycle is evaluation. What went well and what didn't? So we've got the scene set, we've got the emotion identified, and we want to be honest but fair about assigning blame, assigning ownership, taking ownership. It's about recognizing what helped and what hindered your goals in the situation that you're evaluating. So think about that meeting. You're going to want to go through, what did I do to prepare? When did I inject in the conversation? What did I say when the conversation went off track? How did I handle people that were disengaged? How did I get the outcome that I wanted? Or how did I let the outcome that I wanted just, disperse into the wind and we didn't get anything done in the time that we had allocated? This is what you want to be fair and honest about evaluating. The fourth stage is analysis. What sense can you make of the situation? This is where you're going to need to connect the dots. What happened? What was supposed to happen? How did it make me feel? What happened in that moment? Where do we go off track? Where do we get back on track? You're going to connect all those dots from those first three stages in the analysis phase. And then the fifth stage is the conclusion. What did you learn and what could you have done differently? You want to be specific with your takeaways. For example, next time I'll send out a clear agenda ahead of time at the meeting. I'll send out read-aheads ahead of time at the meeting, and I'll check in with the team members individually if I notice they become disengaged to pull them back into the conversation. Then at the end of the meeting, I'll have a feedback loop to make sure my team understood what the outcome is. Simple changes. But these, at this stage, this is what you're going to take away from your evaluation and analysis to start to form the actions you're going to take moving forward. And then that is the sixth stage, action plan. What will you do next time to improve or respond better? Your action plan should be realistic, specific, and actionable. It might involve better preparation. It might involve clearer communication. It might involve going to leadership skills training. All things that are viable to help you improve so that you can get the outcome you're looking for no matter what the situation is. This final step closes this reflection loop and it sets the stage for improvement. So you've got the six stages here. You've got the first, which is describe what happened. The second is how did it make you feel? The third is evaluation, what went well, what didn't. The fourth is analysis, what sense can you make of the situation? The fifth is conclusion, what did you learn? And the sixth is action plan, what will you do next time? So why is the Gibbs reflective cycle so important for leaders? Leadership isn't about getting things right all the time. You need to get things right and you need to get results. But leadership is also about constant growth and development and learning. You're going to get some things right, you're going to get some things wrong. The learning around those, so you can understand and repeat your successes and build on your successes, and you can mitigate and avoid future failures, is what this is all about. Reflection has been proven to help you build self-awareness so you can recognize your strengths and weaknesses. Reflection helps you improve decision-making so you can analyze what went right and what went wrong or what went differently than planned so you can learn from your past experiences. Reflection also helps you enhance emotional intelligence. This is an important step that shouldn't be skipped. Acknowledging how you felt in that moment will bring your self-awareness of emotions up. And when you're more self-aware, then you can start to manage your emotions better in those contexts where things didn't go as planned or you maybe felt frustrated, anxious, burnt out, nervous, or stressed. And then reflection has also been correlated with driving continuous improvement. You have the opportunity to turn every experience into a learning moment. It takes time and effort, and maybe not every experience needs to be a learning moment, but the opportunity exists. And now you've got a six-stage cycle that you can apply to moments big and small to be able to learn, look back, and improve so you move forward. So next time, when something significant happens at work, whether it's a big success or it's a difficult setback, take time to reflect. Walk through the six stages of the Gibbs reflective cycle, and you're going to be a better leader, and your team is going to be better off for it. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, like, share, or download. Share what you've learned. Share this episode with fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to lead at their very best. And if you're an organization who's looking for hands-on, highly engaging leadership development training, I want to work with you. I provide experiential learning through methods like Lego Serious Play that transforms one-and-done learning into learning experiences that stick. I make leadership development affordable and accessible so that everybody can lead at their very best. You can go to drwilliamramey.com to find out more. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, at Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or email me here at will@onthestacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.